This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Winds have eased a bit but could flare up in the coming days as fire crews battle wildfires in hot spots throughout L.A. County. The Eaton Fire, just 3% contained. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
With the flames calming here now, teams have been able to get in from the air and the ground to really survey the damage. It now appears this fire, the Eaton Fire, is the second most destructive wildfire in California history. Over 7,000 buildings, they now believe many of those homes were destroyed. That is more than in Pacific Palisades. It also makes it the most destructive wildfire in Los Angeles County history.
President Biden at the White House taking a victory lap after the December jobs report. Employers added 256,000 jobs, far exceeding analysts' projections. The president says his policies are responsible for helping save the economy. President-elect Trump sentenced in the New York hush money trial today. The judge did not fine or give him jail time. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The Juneau County Sheriff's Office said Thursday that they have taken triple homicide suspect Virgil Thew into custody. Thew is accused of killing 33-year-old Elizabeth Colba, as well as a 13-year-old girl and a 12-year-old girl in his care. In a post just before 1 p.m. on Thursday, the Sheriff's Office posted that Thew was arrested in Elroy and that the public is not in danger. The FBI and U.S. Marshals helped in the search. New Lisbon police said that they received 172 tips as of Wednesday on Thew's whereabouts. One person is hurt after a propane tank exploded and destroyed a camper. According to Blair Police, the fire happened yesterday morning around 3:50 a.m. just off of Highway 95. Police said that a person living inside the camper was sleeping when a portable heater's propane tank exploded. The person in the camper, a man, was able to get out. He was taken to a hospital and released yesterday. The camper is a total loss, and a second camper nearby was also destroyed. Police said the explosion is not considered to be suspicious. Minnesota DNR officials said that southern Minnesota has been especially hit hard by outbreaks of the bird flu. According to the DNR, hundreds of geese and other birds have been found dead. Officials said that if you see five or more birds that are dead together, to let the DNR know. The DNR said that there has been a surge of bird deaths since December, peaking this month. Species like bald eagles and trumpeter swans are considered especially vulnerable. DNR officials said that people should not feed the birds to help limit the spread of the bird flu. The final formal announcement for the mayoral race in La Crosse took place yesterday. City Council President Chris Kahlo officially launched her bid this week after filing the required paperwork to become one of the four candidates for mayor. She joins Vicky Markison, Ellie McLoon, and Shondell Washington Spivey on the February 18th primary ballot. The top two vote-getters in the primary next month will advance to the April 1st spring election. Whoever wins will replace Mitch Reynolds, who is not seeking re-election.
You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now at civicmedia.us/app. For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Is Jordan Love ready? I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers face the Eagles Sunday in the wild card playoffs. Quarterback Jordan Love dealing with an elbow injury suffered during the Bears game that left his throwing hand numb for a few days. It's still bothering him throwing in practice.
Yeah, it's more my elbow. On my elbow, covering that.
Soreness?
Yes.
So how did he look yesterday? Could he run the offense? Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, he looked fine. He looked good.
Game time Sunday at 3:30. We'll have reports from Philly. NBA, the Bucks in Orlando tonight against the Magic. In Madison, the Badgers host Minnesota. Baseball, the Brewers reaching agreements with five players, including pitchers Aaron Civale, Yoel Piamps, and last year's closer Trevor McGill.
This is my favorite town. Okay. Favorite stadium and everything. I really love this place. You know, it's baseball in Milwaukee, and these fans show up every day for us, and, you know, you can feel it.
They could not reach a deal with catcher William Contreras, who is headed to arbitration. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight, a low in the low teens. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, snow developing by night, a high around 30. Flurries wrap up Sunday, becoming breezy and colder. High early in the day in the upper 20s, then temps falling. And even colder for Monday and Tuesday.
It's 28 degrees right now.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Why should you care that the North Carolina Supreme Court just stopped the election and seating of a liberal justice to the North Carolina Supreme Court? We discuss next at 2 p.m.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. This is the talk of lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who loves the sin but hates the sinner, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. I love sins and sinners. I'm not going to lie. I don't discriminate. Welcome to Nightlight. Great to have you with me on this. This is a Friday. I had a pause there, even though it's Friday, and we are heading into the weekend. Wherever you're joining us from in the great state of Wisconsin, it is great to have you as we head into the weekend. Another weekend full of new movies and TV. You got some sports. I'm sure there's live entertainment where you are. So much to be grateful for. As we approach this mid-January weekend. Typically, I would think that's not something to be happy about. I'm not a fan of January necessarily or February, but we've got lots to do and lots to be grateful for, and we will get to all of it tonight. Got a really fun show tonight. Joining me here in the studio at 6:35 is filmmaker and Northeast Wisconsin resident Paige McKenna. She made a documentary called Gold, about a strip club in, I'm not making this name of this town up. Conrad, have you ever been to Spread Eagle, Wisconsin?
I have not, no.
I haven't either. I've never heard of it. It's not that far away, though. It's pretty close. There's a strip club there, and Paige went up there to make a documentary called Gold. It's done very well. It's been reviewed well. It's had a nice festival run, and Paige is a filmmaker. She's made other documentaries too and has directed and produced, I think, commercials as well. So I'm very excited to have her in the studio at 6:35 to tell us all about Gold. I have a TV gig with PBS Wisconsin too, where I introduce the films of Independent Lens and POV. So I have seen my share of documentaries, and they're so great. I mean, documentaries are easy to lose yourself in. They're educational. And they're so riveting. And frankly, folks, even though my background is the narrative world, it's much easier, in my opinion, to have a gripping or poignant experience with a documentary. You can do that with narrative films, too. There's just not as many of them. Whereas documentaries, there are so many great documentaries out there. So I'm excited to be talking a little documentary film tonight on Nightlight. And Paige will join us at 6:35. And then our friend Lisa Hale, the host of New Wisco Weekend, joins us at 7:35 tonight. Lisa is going to give us a rundown of what we can expect on New Wisco Weekend this tomorrow's episode. What did you do? The theme is agriculture,
yes.
Right?
Okay. Yes. So I kept it with sports a little bit, but also went into the movie route where we're actually going to have Anders on next week, Anders Lindwall,
yeah,
who's the director of Green and Gold. Nice, kind of went kind of in more depth of what it's about and how it relates to sports and agriculture.
Did you find a ethereal or a spiritual side to the whole story?
There's definitely more meaning behind it than just betting to
football
on the Packers, you know.
Yeah.
There's definitely more behind it. It's a great story, and Anders he kind of did, has a little synopsis on the website.
Uh-huh.
It's great. It's great description. And he kind of explains why he wanted to do this film. So it's really interesting.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, it's nice that we could tie that into New Wisco Weekend, because we'll get to talk about that with Lisa when she is here at 7:30. And Anders, I'm excited to talk to him next Wednesday, too. He's from the UP. He grew up in Stevenson, Michigan, I think, in Iron River, Michigan, which, you know, is, I live in the Marinette area. That's like a half hour away. But he's got, well, he had a great cast. He had Craig T. Nelson, who's had an incredible career, and Brandon Sklenar, who is in 1923, and he is on the rise, too. Not that this means everything, but his IMDb Pro star meter is 20. He's at 26. So he's up there. And hold on, I'm gonna click on him, because I want to see where sometimes they say, when we interviewed, he's gone down. He's at 26 right now, and his arrow is pointing down. So he was higher than that very recently. So, and when we had Adam Brody on the show, he was like number 4 on the IMDb Pro star meter, and his arrow had gone down, meaning he was either 3, 2, or 1. It doesn't really mean anything. It's just how many clicks people, you know, it means you're generating interest. And to have an actor like Brandon Sklenar in your movie, good for Anders. And that's like, it reminds me of the story. And I don't know when he signed on to the project, but I think I've told the story before on Nightlight, when the Farrelly brothers, they were making Dumb and Dumber, and they had Jim Carrey in the movie, and he was still primarily known as the In Living Color guy. Well, Ace Ventura comes out while they're shooting Dumb and Dumber, and all of a sudden, Peter and Bobby Farrelly have the biggest movie star in America in their movie. So that's pretty cool. So this movie's coming out right as 1923. This movie, meaning Green and Gold, is going to drop and hit theaters on the 31st, right as 1923 is coming out. So hopefully Anders and his film Green and Gold will get a nice bump there. But we'll talk about that with Lisa, Lisa Hale. I have my film of the week. Was a fun one to do, and I've already forgotten it. Heaven Can Wait. That's what I did. Yeah. And Lisa's great, because she comes back at you like when I do my classic movie pick of the week every week, Lisa always sends me a message with a line or two from the movie I've chosen. Like, she's a big movie buff. So when Lisa's here at 7:35, she might have a few movie lines for me that I have to guess. So that'll be fun too. So a really fun show tonight. And, you know, I don't think we should waste any more time. I think we should get to our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
In honor of National Peculiar People Day, who's the weirdest person you can think of? Who is the weirdest person you can think of? It could be a celebrity. I assume most people will go with a celebrity, a sports figure, politician. There's certainly a lot of people to choose from in that world, in those worlds. But if it's someone in your life, you can pick them too. Like if it's your brother, your husband, a distant cousin, or a neighbor, you can share that too. But just be aware of the name. I probably won't read a last name. And give me an example of why they're so weird, of the crazy things they do. Feel free to share that. Those could be fun to read. So who is the weirdest person you can think of? You can text us at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can reach out to us on the app, the Civic Media app. It's so easy, folks. We're on statewide, so you just click on the little message icon right next to whatever radio station you're listening to and let us know what you think. You can also text us on the stream. Conrad, how can people watch the radio?
Yeah, so on Facebook, we're WGBW Nightly with Pete Schwabo, or WISS. On YouTube, it's WGBW or Civic Media. And on Twitter, it is Civic Media or WGBW.
We've got some weird people in the state, you know, in our own state, in our own backyard here. There are some weird celebrities. Do you have a weirdo that you would like to share?
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah, I definitely do. And I know this guy pretty close in a work standpoint. Do you know where I'm going to go?
God, you are immature.
Pete Schwab.
Todd Michaels. Don't talk about Todd that way.
Not Todd.
Then Jim or John, right? You're talking about Jim or John.
I know. Pete Schwab.
It's really odd you would choose that. And here I am. Todd was making jokes about firing you before, and I came to your defense. You know what? You're on your own, pal. I'm going to say Marlon Brando. He has got a lot of weirdness in his closet. Some of the stories I've heard, they could, I wouldn't repeat them because I don't know if they're 100% true, but he's just an odd guy. Odd family. But, you know, part of that is what makes him a great actor, I think. He's completely, as an actor, was fearless. Yeah, I don't know. I just picked someone. I can't share too many weird details, and I won't do that. But I would say Crispin Glover. I've seen him on David Letterman before, and he's done some really weird stuff. How about, who's the guy that plays Borat?
Oh, I can't think of his name. Goofy. I can't think of his name. He is goofy, though.
Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yes, yes.
Very strange guy. You know, who's the other one? Who's the British actor, Russell?
Russell Brand.
Russell Brand.
Yeah, he's weird.
He's out there, man. There are a lot of people. There's a lot of politicians, too.
Seth Rogen.
Is Seth Rogen that weird?
I feel like he kind of is.
I think he's,
maybe he's not wrong.
I don't get the appeal. I think as a writer, he's pretty credible. He's written some great, or some successful films, I should say. I don't know if they're great, but the guy has definitely had his successes. But I think Crispin Glover basically got thrown off the David Letterman show once. Andy Kaufman was pretty out there. I mean, he was a comedian and did characters, but he has some memorable talk show appearances. So, but let us know who you think. It's National Peculiar People Day. So let us know who you think the weirdest person is. It could be a celebrity. It could be someone you know, a neighbor, a family member. If it's someone we don't know, let us know why you think they're weird or what weird stuff do they do. Let's do a deep dive into weirdness or peculiarity tonight. That's how you do Friday. That's how you light it up on a Friday. So we'll read some text when we come back. The Sopranos dropped today in 1999, 26 years ago. That's crazy. Did you make it through the whole show?
Never have made it through the full show, no.
Okay. I gave it a rewatch about 6 months ago. I probably finished it. I have to say, I don't know that it really holds up. Still a good show, but it seemed old or outdated.
Yeah, I mean, it was 1999 it came out.
But that's not that long. It's not like I'm going back to the age of classic, you know, silent films or anything. I mean,
I guess that's calling myself outdated then.
Yeah. you were still a sperm. You didn't even exist yet.
I was born in 1999.
99? Oh, you did? That's the year you were born, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Coincidence that you were born in the year 1999, the year The Sopranos dropped? I don't think so. What do you make of that? This is interesting, too. There's a movie out there called Better Man right now. The lead character is a monkey. And the monkey is playing, we'll get into this after the break. It's a cocaine-sniffing, sex-addicted monkey. I'm going to tell you who that monkey is portraying in the movie when we come back. Where else can you get cocaine and sex-addicted monkey talk on a Friday night, ladies and gentlemen, rather than right here at Nightlight with P. Schwab? And that's what we're doing. Paige McKenna is here at 6:35 to talk about her documentary Gold, and Lisa Hale is here at 7:35. Great to have you with me on this Friday night on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY. IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
it? No, not at all.
In the Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again. Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Donald J. Trump has been officially certified the winner of the 2024 election the way that the Constitution dictates. You see how simple that is? There's a vote, you certify the results, democracy moves on. You might not like the results. The person I wanted to have elected didn't win, but that's the way democracy works. Unlike 4 years ago on January 6th, where rioters stormed the Capitol.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Monica from the 608 responds to our question of the night, which is, who is the weirdest person you know? And like I said, it could be a celebrity, it could be someone from your personal life. If it's someone with your personal life, I won't read the last name, but tell us why they're weird. They have qualities, they do strange things in their yard. I don't know. Whatever. It's a blank canvas here for weirdness. That's our question of the night. Monica from the 608 says, you are Pete because you seem really cool despite doing a lot of nerdy things. PBS host, talk radio show host, etc. Just kidding. I love Director's Cut and Nightlight. Actually, if you think it's someone else, it's probably you. So I guess that means it's me. Even a psychic told me I had a demented sense of humor. You know, I got to tell you, I'm surprised a psychic would say that. That sounds like, I always feel like psychics want you to keep coming back. So for a psychic to be that bold with you, Monica, maybe you just found a really good one. I don't know. I don't think you're weird, Monica. You're all right in my book. So thank you for listening and thank you for the text. And yeah, that was a good one. Boy, people sometimes on this show, Conrad, put a lot of thought into their text.
Yeah.
It's like that text has layers. There's like a narrative in there. Steady Eddie has written us entire books at times. Monica crushed it with that one. All right, before the break, I was talking about a cocaine and sex addicted monkey. Do you know what I'm referring to?
It's a movie.
Yes. It's the movie Better Man.
Yeah.
And it's about the, what's his name? Robbie Williams. He's a British pop sensation. The lead singer of the boy band Take That, and apparently he has dealt with in his life. He had a drug issue, a sex addiction, and depression. Now, I've had two of those three, and I won't say exactly which ones, but it's no picnic, folks. So Robbie Williams, when asked why they had a monkey, I couldn't wrap my head around this. I'm reading about this, and the trailer looks so goofy. But apparently, people love this movie. They're going to see the movie, and even with a monkey, a CGI monkey, as the playing Robbie Williams, the lead character, surrounded by humans, they love it. And Robbie Williams was asked, why is a monkey playing you? And he said he gave a couple different reasons. It was interesting. He said he felt like a monkey his whole career. Hey, perform for us, sing for us, dance for us. So he's like a dancing monkey. And he also said, and I found this kind of sad, like, because it's kind of risky. Oh, a CGI monkey is going to play my character in a movie. Really strange. that could seriously backfire. In fact, the first time I saw the trailer, I thought it would. I thought, this looks horrible. Well, it's got over 90% good reviews on Rotten Tomatoes, and over, I think, 90% crowd response has been favorable. So, and he said the reason it's successful is because people care about animals more than they do human beings. So when they see this monkey on screen suffering from depression and doing cocaine and being a sex addict, people have more sympathy for the monkey than like if it was you, Conrad. I don't know what to do with that. That's sad.
Yeah, it's what he said is that they care about animals more. It was like, wow, that hits deep.
And it's true. You can kill people by the thousands in a movie. But if a pet dies, or like, you know, we were surprised when we watched I Am Legend. I watched it with my kids a couple weeks ago at Christmas. When the dog dies, and it was, you know, it was killed by other dogs, but still, you can't, it's tough to get away with killing a pet or an animal in a movie. So there's probably some truth to what he said. And I found that kind of sad, but he's probably right. I am curious to see the movie. I don't know that I'll see it this weekend. Den of Thieves opens this weekend. I saw the original. We talked about that a little bit last night. I was not a huge fan of the original. In fact, last night I tried to give it another watch. I got about 45 minutes into it. Then I had to go to bed. But where are you at on Gerard Butler?
I mean, I don't dislike him. I think he's had some good movies, but he's also had some really bad movies. Some
clunkers, yeah. I don't dislike him either. I just find him, I kind of don't get excited when I see that he's in a movie. I feel like I know what I'm going to get. I'm going to get some action. I'm going to get some machismo, but it's not really going to do much for me. And I felt like that's what we got in Den of Thieves. Den of Thieves 2 had not been released to critics. Critics had not had the opportunity to take a peek. This is called Den of Thieves 2 Pantera. All right, so now there's some reviews in. 62% favorable. It is fresh as of right now on Rotten Tomatoes. 80% popcorn meter. That means 80% of the audiences have enjoyed the film so far. So maybe it'll be good. The first one got like in the 40s, so maybe this is better. It seems strange. Den of Thieves 2 Pantera. That's the big one opening this weekend. Better Man is getting 87% on Rotten Tomatoes. The Pamela Anderson film, this is interesting because we're kind of talking about exotic dancers tonight with Paige when she gets here in her documentary Gold. The Last Showgirl is about an aging, showgirl who has trouble retiring. And Pamela Anderson is getting rave reviews in the film, and that's reviewing at about 80% at Rotten Tomatoes. So, you know, I said this a couple days ago. There's really good films in the theater right now and to stream. There's none of the huge blockbusters, but all these films coming out just in time for award season are worth a look because there's some really good ones. You've also got tons of football. Did you watch that game last night?
You know, actually, I didn't get into that game last night. I don't know. I got home. Well,
what was it? The exciting finish that turned you off?
This is what happened, okay? I get home and I have to unlock the building door for my apartment, and my key got stuck in it.
Oh, you're that guy.
So I had to call my super at 8:30. He did not sound happy, but he did it. So I really
appreciate
him.
He was watching the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so what happened was I turned the key, and it went the other way, and it got locked the other way. I don't know how it happened, but
he probably threw you under the bus too to all the other tenants. All right, let us know. Who do you think of who's the weirdest person in the world to you? It's National Peculiar Person Day today. When we come back, we are talking documentary film with local filmmaker Paige McKenna. This is Peach Wabbit and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. If you or someone you know has been feeling sick lately, you're not alone. With more, here's Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
Wisconsin health officials have issued a warning as respiratory illnesses surge across the state, with flu, COVID-19, and RSV cases on the rise. Visits to the ER are up, especially among infants, young children, and older adults.
Officials are urging vaccinations, and some healthcare providers are requiring masks inside their facilities. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers declared an energy emergency in Wisconsin yesterday. With more, here's Civic Media's Brittany Merlot.
Winter weather around the region is to blame as it's impacting the distribution of residential heating fuel, including heating oil and propane in the state. The Public Service Commission's Office of Energy Innovation says that multiple suppliers report challenges such as long lines at terminals and having to drive further distances to collect needed products.
The executive order will allow suppliers to get caught up with weather-related delays. The La Crosse City Council approved a resolution seeking state and federal aid to help deal with homelessness in La Crosse at yesterday's meeting. The six-part request would be sent to the governor, state legislature, Congress, and federal agencies. The council also passed resolutions on two projects that would redevelop Grandview Hospital and South Library into housing. Other items passed include several property rezoning requests, adding annexed properties to voting wards, and a few clerical changes to city ordinances. A child care center in Toma abruptly closed this week, sending families scrambling to find care. Kids and Company was closed on Monday. According to a statement, the lease for the property was terminated by the Toma VA Medical Center due to compliance issues with the lease. The daycare has had multiple serious violations in recent months, including an injury to a child caused by a staff member and a failure to report the incident in a timely fashion. The center had a listed capacity of 40 children, according to state officials. From the Civic Media Newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska for AM 1490 WLCX and LacrosseEagle.com.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. One of the celebrities forced to evacuate their home was actress Jamie Lee Curtis. The Associated Press reports that the last showgirl actress has pledged $1 million to start a fund to help those in Southern California affected by the fires. Celebrities who have actually lost their homes include Mandy Moore and Billy Crystal. The historic Will Rogers home in Will Rogers State Park have also been lost. Nikki Glaser says she was paid handsomely to host the Golden Globes last weekend, but she also told Howard Stern that she was paid less than her male counterparts who had previously hosted. 2023 host Jared Carmichael said in his monologue that he received $500,000. Glaser said she would have hosted for free to prove herself and is hoping to make more next time. Nikki Glaser was the first woman to host the Golden Globes solo. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight, a low in the low teens. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, snow developing by night, a high around 30. Flurries wrap up Sunday, becoming breezy and colder. High early in the day in the upper 20s, then temps falling. And even colder for Monday and Tuesday.
It's 28 degrees right now.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Donald Trump says he's going to drill, baby, drill when he gets into office. Matt Randolph, Mr. Global, explains what that means for us. And we go beyond the cheese in hour number two. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
loud? You sure? Okay, here's your...
Oh, thank you.
That okay. one right there.
Oh, perfect. Thanks.
Just talking to my guest.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with me on this Friday night. I am holding this up. Conrad, here's the ticket I got. In the parking garage, here's what I did.
Yeah.
This seems like such a victimless, harmless crime. So I pulled into the parking structure. There is nobody in there. So I just want to make a quick exit at the end of the night. So I kind of angled my car. My pet peeve in life has become backing out. I refuse to do it. I'm anti-backing out. My wife will park the car in the driveway sometimes. And if she drove my car and I have to back it out, I erupt. I'm like, why? We have a big enough driveway. Just point it that way. So I've got my quirks. I know that. Anyway, so I park it in a way where all I have to do is pull out and I got a ticket. And here it is. Look at that Green Bay.
Did you park in the lines?
More or less.
I tell you, I get a ticket just about like once a month from the city of Green Bay.
They're pretty tough, aren't they?
They are tough, yeah. Mm-hmm. I deserve it most of the time, but sometimes it's like I run outside because I see them by my car, and I'm like, I'm so sorry. And they're like, it's too late.
Do they know you? Do you have connections there? Can I?
No, I have stickers on my car, and I drive a Subaru, so people know my car.
I don't know, Paige. I don't know what this world's coming to. It used to be you could park your car, do yourself a favor.
Yeah.
But, you know,
should be easy.
Should be easy. All right, we're having this conversation. I haven't even introduced you, but I love that you jumped in on the parking.
Oh, yeah.
We've got a lot to talk about. Yeah. If this is fun, my guest right now and the voice you're hearing is that of Paige McKenna. She is a documentary filmmaker from right here in Green Bay, and she made a documentary called Gold, which is about a strip club in, I'm not making this name up, Spread Eagle, Wisconsin.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you? That's a weird,
I didn't think it was, I didn't think it was a real thing. And then my friend, actually, he's from up in the area, and he was able to find the sign, like the the population sign.
Yeah.
And so he found the coordinates, so we were able to go up and grab a shot of it, because I was like, I need a shot of the sign for this place, because no one's going to believe that it's actually called Spread Eagle. And so we have a shot in the film that's says Spread Eagle, and I think it's unincorporated. So,
but wait, that's the town name.
The town name. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's just it. Just adds another little interesting.
Oh, I know.
Nugget to your
documentary. Hilarious. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, before we get into that, tell us you're a native Northeast Wisconsin. You call Northeast Wisconsin home. Tell us a little bit about yourself before we get into your really cool documentary.
Sure. So I grew up in a really really small town in between Manitowoc and Sheboygan. It's called Mimi. It's like unincorporated.
I was wondering how you say that. It looked like meme, you know.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Mimi. And so I went to high school, grade school in that area. And then I went to film school in California. So I was fortunate enough to go to film school in Southern California. I miss it a lot.
Yeah.
I love the weather there. It was awesome. I learned a lot and then graduated in 3 years with my bachelor's degree.
No kidding.
And then moved here to like save money and then move back to LA and like really work in the industry there. And then I got a job at Launch, a local production company in Green Bay. And I was like, well, why would I leave if I have a opportunity in my hometown where it's cheaper to live and more opportunity, I guess, in the industry? Because in LA, everyone's trying to do the same thing. So
right.
Here, I was like, I can, you know, have kind of a better quality of life as far as like living on my own and like.
Sure.
So I've stayed. I've been in Green Bay about 10 years now. So.
Wow. So you're not going anywhere, probably.
Well,
maybe for the right opportunity.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, I mean, I'm like a lizard. I love the warm weather. So it's really like this month is always
a struggle.
I want
to rethink this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you surprised at how, like, my first year, I lived in LA for 14 years. My first year there, I was like, this is really weird. Christmas, I see lights, there's no snow. I can't handle this. Literally by year two, I was fine with them.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
This isn't so bad.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
I was
get
like,
used to it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great.
Yeah.
I mean, and I actually like now I dream about that. We're like, what would it be
right.
like if it was like I was in the desert and I could just like decorate a cactus instead of a.
Oh, man. That's hilarious. Yeah.
Yeah.
You turn into a wimp pretty quick.
Oh, yeah.
Like I kind of missed winter at first and then I was like, oh, man.
I've always been a wimp. So.
Yeah. okay. So all right, so you're working here locally. Mm-hmm. You make this film. What made you? The film is called Gold. It's a documentary about exotic dancers at, is this club name Gold?
It's called the Gold Nugget.
The Gold Nugget. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what, how did you find the project?
Yeah, good question. So I made a film. My first film was called Seeds of Life. And I went to Haiti and I shot a film in 2020. So right before the pandemic. And that was about a Catholic nun who is from Brazil. And so she moved to the area 30 years from 2020, whatever year that would be.
Sure.
But she really has like devoted her life to the border area in Haiti and the Dominican. So she, you know, has a lot of patience because there's a lot that the border area doesn't have. They don't have access to, you know, the oceans. So there's no fishing. So she basically teaches people how to be self-sustaining. So it's, you know, here's what you should plant. Here's what, you know, how to do irrigation systems. And so that was my first film, foreign film, foreign language. It went over really well. Like, I was shocked. So I premiered it at the Meyer, backstage at the Meyer a couple of years ago.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And one of the girls in the film, actually, Allison in the film, Stacy in real life, her and her husband came to see the film, Seeds of Life, and she approached me afterwards and said, like, I think I have a story for you if you're interested.
For Gold?
For Gold, yeah. Yeah.
So is she one of the dancers? Mm-hmm. Oh, no kidding.
Yep, yep.
So she just happened to be at your other film. Wow, no kidding. That's great.
Yeah, yeah. I think she, you know, she had wanted to tell the story of women dancers in this area for a while. And from my understanding, you know, she was kind of looking for the right person to tell the story. And so I think she was, you know, she heard about Seeds of Life and wanted to come and see it. And then approached me after the film and decided I was the right person for the job. And I, of course, I said yes.
I'm glad because you did the film. That's why I have you on the show. Yeah. If it was some, you know, balding guy in a tank top named Lou who made a film about exotic dancers, I'm not having him in the studio to talk about exotic dancers.
Right.
I feel safer doing it with you because I can sense you're coming at it from a really cool perspective.
Yeah, it would be a totally different film. Yeah, if,
for sure.
You know, if a bald white man made the film.
Right. We've seen that story before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, all right. So that's great. So she approaches you. Then what were your next steps then? You meet this woman, you know, because I'm sure you get a lot of people that say to you, I've got a great idea.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can get a great idea anywhere, but most of them probably aren't, even if they're not bad ideas, you don't necessarily want to put years of your life into pursuing it.
Right.
So what made this resonate with you?
Ooh, good question.
Yeah.
I myself have dealt with a lot of like stigmas being in kind of a male driven industry as like a woman in the film industry. I mean, there's some stigmas. I have also had my share of sexual assaults, unfortunately. And the story of like just women surviving and like prevailing really spoke to me. The club is owned by a woman who was a dancer in the 90s. And she really like runs the club in a way to better all of the women and empower them and lift them up. And whether it's financial freedom, leaving abusive relationships, furthering education, she's just really, really been kind of a staple in these women's lives. And so when I kind of heard that, you know, I was all in. I was like, you know, I want to meet this woman.
Yeah.
And I remember, so Dusty is her dancer name. She still goes by Mama Dusty.
She still dance?
No.
Okay.
No, she's retired.
Okay.
She's retired, but she owns the club still. And so I remember having lunch with her probably 4 years ago now. And it was my first time meeting her, and she would not look at me the whole time we had lunch. I remember thinking, like, this is going to be tough to gain her trust.
Yeah.
But that's 80% of documentary filmmaking,
right.
I feel, is like just really, really making your subjects comfortable and really finding common ground and help, like just creating the space for them to be honest with you. So that was one of the things that took probably the most time. But once, you know, I kind of broke down those walls a little bit with Dusty, I call her grandma. She's like, she's really a big part of my life and inspirational.
My guest is Paige McKenna. She made the documentary film Gold about a strip club in Spread Eagle, Wisconsin. The strip club is called the Golden Nugget?
Gold Nugget.
Gold Nugget. Okay. I'm thinking of the breakfast place. The
There's Nugget. One in Las Vegas that's called the Golden Nugget. Yeah, that's fine.
That's Conrad's favorite place. So let's talk about that, Paige, the trust. Like you go from this woman, and I saw in your bio you like to get to know people before you put them on camera.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that every documentary filmmaker does that. Sometimes they roll the camera and they hope for the best. Yeah. Everybody has a different approach. How did you know this approach was for you? Like spending all that time, what if they never come around before you even turn the cameras on? Is there a risk there?
There is, yeah. Well, it's, I guess risk is a different way of putting it. I think like there's no time wasted on my part of like getting to know people and really finding out. People fascinate me. So I love people's stories and just kind of hearing different perspectives. That's kind of my passion, I guess, overall. And so I wouldn't like, there haven't been many times. I mean, I'm still like young in my career as a filmmaker. So there haven't been many experiences I've had where I've thought, I don't want to do that story. You know, there's I find fascination in every person that I meet. And I think that's one of my like, traits that makes me a good filmmaker.
Yeah.
So I think that's something that I kind of lean on now being, I mean, I'm not seasoned. I have two films under my belt, but
yeah, that's something though. And film too. School. So
yeah.
I mean,
yeah, true.
I think too, when you're willing to, I think people recognize someone like you that or someone they meet that does see fascination in regular people, mm-hmm. because I think most people don't feel like they're fascinating.
Oh, yeah.
So to have that brought out of them, let's just say you had to find something fascinating about me. What? No, I'm just kidding. So seriously, though, I think that people, when they see that you're truly curious, that helps with the trust issue, which you have to have, right, as a director.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And actually, it's funny you say that because Dusty, in one of our Q&As, I try to have the girls on, and I say girls lovingly, like they like to be called girls, women. But we did a Q&A not too long ago, and Dusty took the mic, and she just kind of said, like, I didn't know my life was interesting until you came along.
Wow.
And that was like, this is why I made the film. Like, if it flops, if everyone hates it, like, that's the relationship building, and like knowing that I've touched a life has really, really, that's the reason I make films.
Does everybody have a story?
Oh,
if you look hard enough.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Because most people might, you probably group them into you could probably generalize mm-hmm. or find a cliche group they fit into. But if you had to, that could be an interesting exercise.
Right?
Find something fascinating about this person.
Yeah. Well, and there's so much judgment in our world right now, too. Right. And it's like, you know, we all have our own experiences. We all have traumas. So I feel like it's just really important to create a safe space and a platform, even when I'm not have a camera on. Just to like be a good person and really see people for humans and who they are. I mean, everyone has a soul. Everyone has traumas. Everyone has problems. Everyone has strengths. You know, just finding the good in people and creating a safe space.
So how? You hear the music?
I do.
I know. Like Conrad starts the music, and I'm like, What, wait, I have to ask a quick question or I have to do something here. All right, my guest is Paige McKenna. We're talking about her documentary, Gold. It was shot in Spread Eagle, Wisconsin. Is that a border town?
Yeah.
You like the border stories.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I do. Yeah, actually. Hey, that's a good parallel.
That's right.
Thank
Interesting.
You.
So we're gonna continue talking to Paige about her documentary, Gold, which is was set at the Gold Nugget in Spread Eagle, Wisconsin. So Paige is here in the studio at Nightlight. And our question tonight, ladies and gentlemen, who's the weirdest person you know? It could be a celebrity, politician, sports figure, whatever. Let us know. And if it's someone in your personal life, give us an example of why they're so weird. There's a lot of weird people in the world too, Paige. Mm-hmm. Fascinatingly weird.
Yeah, that's why I love it.
We're coming right back. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love. I found myself phoning her at least 10 times a day.
Eagle 1490 AM. Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's aerial adventure park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista. Everything you've been wanting. All right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The beginning of the year means a new session for the Wisconsin State Legislature. Members of the State Senate and State Assembly were sworn into office on Monday, January 6th. There are a lot of new faces in that group, with 6 new members in the State Senate and 31 new representatives in the State Assembly. While Republicans will remain in the majority, that majority is now the smallest it has been in more than a decade. The days of the GOP's supermajority are over. After last year's elections under new, fairer maps, we'll see if those smaller majorities lead to more compromise in a legislature that's been dominated by the right for nearly 15 years. Just a handful of seats make the difference now between a Republican and Democratic majority, and there are many more opportunities now to bring accountability to legislators, especially those in competitive districts. And in a healthy democracy, that's the way things should be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Welcome back. Great to have you with me on this Friday night edition of Nightlight. Lisa Hale is here at 7:35. Lisa's going to give me some movie lines. She covers news for Northeast Wisconsin for Civic Media, does a great job. She also hosts New Wisco Weekend here at WGBW and WISS, and she is going to bring movie lines for me to guess. So I might need some help with that.
I'll try my best.
That sounds fun.
I do the classic movie pick of the week every week for New Wisco Weekend, and every time I hand it in, Lisa's like, oh my God, I love this movie. And she throws like 3 lines from the movie at me. I'm like, amazing. Oh, we got to talk about this on the air and you got to quiz me. So that'll be fun.
Oh, fun. Yeah.
Right now, my guest is Paige McKenna. She's a filmmaker from here in Green Bay, and she has a documentary called Gold. And it was shot at the Gold Nugget Strip Club in Spread Eagle, Wisconsin. So Paige, we were talking about, you know, you mentioned earlier, and we were talking, you know, during the break a little bit about exploitation versus empowerment. You said Dusty likes to empower the girls and gives them a great place to work. Is that the norm?
In my research, so okay. I haven't done a whole lot of research in other states, but I did go to a couple other clubs in the area. And I will say Dusty's club is ran in a very unique way. She cares a lot about the women. She cares about their futures, about their past. She has no judgment, and she really embraces everything about the person. And I think that's really important. And for me too. I mean, I came into this as this project as like I don't want to exploit. Like I just want to
sure.
empower. And it was a lot of listening because I think, you know, if you're in that industry, and I can't speak for the women, but I would imagine, and from my own experience, that you know, there's walls that are put up. I guess with any woman, right?
Sure.
There are walls that we all have as people, and I experienced, you know, having to have patience and to be soft and open, and that was reciprocated, luckily for me. So to have women trust me in that sort of way is really, really the win for me.
Yeah.
So, and you know, the first time we showed Gold, I was sweating bullets. I mean, I was really nervous and
Where did you show it?
Iron Mountain.
Oh,
so
wow.
Really close to Spread Eagle. It was,
yeah.
It's that community. And we purposely didn't do any marketing or advertising. We just kind of wanted to see who'd show up. And we sold over 100 tickets, and everyone loved it. And,
like a local movie theater?
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, the Brow Mart. Yeah, they were wonderful to work with. And Dusty sat right next to me and held my hand, and I thought my hand was going to fall off. She was holding it so tight.
She's nervous?
Yes.
Yeah.
She was so. And I get it. I mean, these women's like life stories are on the line, and they're out there now for people.
Wow,
to,
yeah.
So, yeah, I, yeah.
So that's interesting to me because the dancers are willing to go on stage. Mm-hmm. Not wearing much,
right?
And but for her, it sounds like she didn't want to watch herself in a movie or was nervous.
Yes, yes.
Talk about that a little bit. That had to be a strange dynamic for all of them.
Oh yeah, for sure. I think, you know, it's hard to speak for them, right? Because I don't ever want to speak for them. They've had different life experiences, but for me, it was I could never get up on stage wearing hardly nothing.
You get used to it.
Well, if I was inebriated or, you know.
Conrad, you're supposed to laugh at that. I just made a joke. And I put myself out there and now I look like the big pig.
No, you're good. You're good. But I think, now I lost my train of thought.
So I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
Sometimes
you're good.
I have to go for the joke and I don't mean to.
I think my point is like, I don't want to speak for the women either. You know,
right.
And so I think from my experience, I could never put myself out there the way that they do every night, but I could open up and talk about my life and my experiences.
Okay.
And for them, it's kind of the opposite. It took a lot more for them to be open with me, but they can, you know, be naked in a room full of guys and it's fine. And so that was cool too, to really see that, you know, that opposite dynamic of me and the women, and not saying you know, if I had to do what I could, I'm sure. But,
right.
But you know, that two different perspectives. Yeah.
During the break, we were talking about, you mentioned trauma earlier in the interview. And then I said that there's a conception out there that most of the women who do this have trauma, or that's what led them to this.
Right.
Then you hear other stories. Oh, no, they do it for money. Mm-hmm. Where, you know, is there a generalization there that's accurate, or do a lot of the women experience trauma and that's what leads them there, or is that how they deal with it, like you mentioned mm-hmm. earlier? What do you say?
I think everyone has trauma, men and women, and I think it's just kind of how you can move yourself forward and move yourself past the trauma. And for some of us, for me, it's, you know, therapy and talk therapy and you know, certain types of therapy that has helped. And one of the things that I asked one of the women, I've asked a lot of the women, you know, how can you have this, say you have trauma with men. Not all of them do, but some of them do. Most of us do. And so you have trauma with men. How do you get up in such a vulnerable space? You're you know, almost naked,
right.
Mostly, you know, mostly naked, and you're, you know, presenting yourself in this way. And how is that not triggering? And the most fascinating thing that has changed my life is that, you know, they've said, well, I'm in control, you know, and I have people that will back me up. I have a bouncer, Jim. He's wonderful. He's in the film.
Oh, cool.
And he really takes care of the women. And he's really like, if someone touches you a wrong way, I will throw them out. So the women feel safe. They feel safe and they feel in control. And that to me is like the coolest thing.
Because
it's like, yeah, you go, girl. And that's how they've gotten over their trauma, is like through this industry, which is wild. It's
that
something
is
that you
mind blowing,
expect.
Kind
yeah.
of. Yeah.
But it's so beautiful.
That's great. Okay, so Paige is going to be here. We're going to do some news. Civic Media's award-winning news team is going to tell you what you need to know. And then we are going to be back with Paige McKenna. Lisa Hale is here at 7:35 tonight talking about New Wisco Weekend. We will be back with more Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen, after the news. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matinee on Air.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we will look back on the weekend news happenings and also review the Packers game and what lies ahead, if anything. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Matinee on Air.
It is our 1-year anniversary here on Matinee on Air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin. for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment.
Brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. As he prepares to leave office, President Biden is touting the December jobs report, 256,000 created during his final full month in office, unemployment down to 4.1%. He touted the Inflation Reduction Act, the American Rescue Plan, and the CHIPS Act.
I believe the economy I'm leaving is the best in the world and stronger than ever for all Americans. So I think that's what we have. We'll see what the next president does.
Mr. Biden delivers his farewell address to the nation next week, Wednesday. The death toll from the Los Angeles wildfires rose to 11. The fires have destroyed more than 12,000 homes and other structures. Add Meta to the list of corporate entities jettisoning DEI, the parent of Facebook, Instagram, and Threads, terminating major diversity, equity, and inclusion programs effective immediately for hiring, training, and picking suppliers. This is ABC News.